Good morning. In a minute, we'll have a testimony from Jim DeWald. He'd like to share his story with you about how he has come to personally know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Now, some of you who know Jim might think this is really great. You know, Jim has gotten much more religious these last 9 months, and it's really good to see him continue that. But what Jim wants to do is actually tell you about something much greater and much deeper. That he's actually found eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hebrews 9:22 states that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And these waters, or this water can't cleanse you of your sin. Instead, Jim wants to make a public statement to all of you that he already has eternal life. And he wants to make a proclamation before you in the sight of God that he is indeed a follower of Jesus. So with that, Jim.
Good morning. This isn't easy for me. I was born in Oakland. I have an older brother and a younger sister. I attended Catholic school and didn't really understand how important the gospel was. Later in my life, I began to search for God. And I started looking for a church in Hayward. It helped for a little while. I still felt empty inside. I'm skipping. I'm sorry. After my mom died, my heart was empty. My heart was empty. Then my best friend died of cancer. I was mad at her because she gave up when she died. I lost my best friend. I lost everything. In November 2014, I found out I had cancer. And the only way I knew how to deal with it was to joke about it. Then after losing one kidney and both adrenal glands, I realized it wasn't a joke. 6 months later, the doctors told me I had terminal cancer and had about 2.5 years to live. I didn't know then, but I know now, that God was using the cancer to get me back, get my attention. I knew I needed God in my life, and I told my friend Ricky, who lives next door here at Haven, that he said we should check it out on Sunday, so we did. So we came here to Fairhaven, and the first day I was asked if I'd like to have a Bible study. I was shocked. I said yes. It was the best thing I ever did. And once one of the studies, everybody testified how they accepted Jesus in their life. I knew I didn't have Jesus in mind. I started learning that Jesus, how my sins had separated me from God. And I started thinking about the verses we learned. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." I learned that my sin separated me from God, and I'd spend eternity without God. Revelations 20:15 says, "Anyone whose name is not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire." I wanted my name in that book. Through the Bible study, God showed me that the true gospel is a gospel is summed up in John 3:16. He says, "For God loved the Son For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus paid his penalty for my sin. So by my name would be in that book of life. I went home. I couldn't sleep. I asked Jesus to forgive me my sins. And I put my trust in him and accepted him as my Lord and Savior. Since then, I have become more aware of how much I swear. The Lord has been helping me watch what I say and praise him rather than cuss. I know Jesus is with me. He has given me hope. I am not afraid to die anymore because I have peace. Now I tell my doctors, I'm not afraid to die because I have Jesus in my life. Jesus has given me a hunger to know him more through his word. I no longer feel empty inside because I have found Jesus satisfies, sanctifies. I'm getting baptized today to obey the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Oh, that wasn't easy. Oh, praise God.
Do we actually need someone to speak next week? Are you...
Oh, no.
Actually double team this one.
Yeah, I'm too heavy. You guys ready?
Yeah, that's a good question.
All right.
Jim, are you trusting Jesus to be your Lord and Savior?
Yes, very much so.
By your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and pray for Jim. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the miracle that you do in people's lives, that you can take people who are spiritually dead and make them spiritually alive. We just thank you for Jim. We thank you for the work you've been doing in his life. We pray that he would grow in the grace and true knowledge of his Savior, that he would walk in the love that you have for him, Lord, that he would just come to know what it means to be a disciple and follower of you, and that he would grow in his walk and his love for the Savior. We just pray this in your name. Amen. Jim's requested that we sing a song, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. So the music team will go ahead and start that for us.
Blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.